When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get 2 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my younger sister. We are so excited for today's episode. We have so much to talk to you guys about. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
I'm sorry, I don't actually answer to Elizabeth anymore. I only answer to Aunt Bits. Sorry, there's been a huge change
there's
for the brand.
A huge life shift. Coming to you live, the two aunts.
I'm not just Elizabeth.
No, we've taken on new titles.
Elizabeth. Yup.
Hello. Welcome back. Oh my gosh. This is a particularly exciting episode because we honestly, first of all, the fact that you offered up to be on the show yesterday, just wanted to say thank you. I know you've been really busy.
I have been, but sometimes when I'm so busy, I just like to add more because it's why not?
You see how far you can push yourself. Yeah.
And then when I'm like not busy, I try to see how little I can do.
We're either going 100 or we're still.
Yes.
We are now recording this episode as aunts, and we are so overwhelmed with joy and love. So it was the best day of my life, right?
I would say so.
I mean, I think up
I no other day has been as fun or as thrilling.
The best day to date of my life. Our sweet... Well, how should we? I mean, I feel like if you follow us on Instagram, you kind of already know. Claire had her baby boy on Friday, December 12th. Baby Bean has joined us in this world. He is
perfect.
Perfect. We are obsessed. So his name is Henry. Mm-hmm. Henry Connor, and he is the sweetest person I have ever met. I am so in love with him. I can't stop thinking about him. We wake up and look at pictures of him.
I had a dream about him last night.
Mom told me.
Yeah. I had a dream that I forgot to feed him.
Yeah.
His non-mother.
Don't you feel like co-mothers?
Yeah. I'm a part-time mother. I'm a part-time mother and full-time worker. I am in love.
I'm in love.
He is perfect. He's perfect. He has such a charisma about him. He has so much personality, so much wit, and he's energetic. But he's calm.
He's the prettiest baby.
Oh my God, he's so pretty.
He is Claire's twin.
Yes.
Claire's twin.
We saw a picture of Claire as a baby, and it's Henry.
It's Henry. So
the cheeks,
the nose,
the chin.
Okay, so not to make this about me, but yep. Henry and I have the same dimple on our chins, and I have never felt more connected.
I'm going to one up you to be connected. Henry was born on my birthday. So Henry's actually mine. Henry's mine. Let's walk through what happened.
Let's talk about this. Never did I think it would get to that point. So Henry, Claire went in on Thursday at around 2 o'clock to get induced. And she did not give birth until the following day at 5:22. That's when Henry was born. So you two are birthday twins. You will share a birthday. You are connected by that forever. Which, I mean, if that doesn't mean, that means everything. That is everything. And we went to the hospital pretty early on Saturday. Friday at 10 a.m. We went to the hospital and we were there all day in our matching Favorite Aunt sweatshirts, which I've gotten so many questions about. They're from the brand Favorite Daughter. And we stayed at the hospital pretty much all day because it was a lot. There was a lot going on.
I woke up and thought I was going to work. And then turns out I answer a phone call from mom and she's at the hospital with dad. So then we go to the hospital because I'm like, I'm not going to be left out. Like,
no, no.
Hello.
No.
And then we worked from the hospital.
So we set up WeWork.
So if you're looking for a good working space, go to your local hospital. They have great tables. They have a cafeteria. And if you have a medical emergency,
you're good.
We're there.
Yes. Yeah. So we were there all day. And then she finally went into like active labor around like, I don't
five-ish.
Even know. Five-ish. Yes.
4:45.
And then, as you guys know, if you've listened to the podcast, she was not finding out the gender. So first of all, can we just talk about our lovely nurse? I like how we say it's our nurse.
Oh my God, our nurse was the best. Her name was Lauren, because we were visiting Claire like throughout the day. And we would go in and we would talk to Lauren. Lauren was so much fun. She was calm. She was actually a midwife, which is one step higher than a nurse.
Well, she's about to be a midwife and she's moving hospitals.
Gotcha.
But she's right now a labor and delivery nurse.
Perfect. And just want to get her title correct.
Absolutely.
And she just had a way about her.
I loved her.
She knew what she was doing.
Yes.
And I was never worried when Lauren was around.
She was, I mean, and mom has said this before, but like labor and delivery nurses, everyone in the medical profession, but specifically this, they are just a gift. And they do. She had
They're
a way
so
about
happy.
Happy.
And
yes.
calm.
Yes. Yes. And so excited for everyone. So she was amazing. And then Connor texts, well, then it was, the baby was born and we knew like baby and mom were healthy. Great.
Wait, so you're kind of like glossing over
some details.
I know,
I'm so sorry. Keep going. Just interrupt.
So we did leave at one point and we picked up lunch. We brought it back. We had lunch together. We were texting friends, updating everyone. And then in the afternoon, we went back upstairs because we were kicked out of the waiting area up in the birthing center.
Yes.
Because there was overload. So we had to go downstairs. So we went back upstairs. And at around 4:45, she goes into active labor and Connor texts game time.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew stuff was happening.
Right.
And then at 5:22, I look at my phone and he texted, everyone's healthy, baby born 5:22. So I'm, you know, just sitting on my phone and I hear this and I'm screaming. You actually have it on camera.
I was vlogging because I was vlogging throughout the day. I'm pretty sure I got part of it on camera.
Some part of it. And then we went back a little while later.
But Lauren like peeked her head and waved through the door and was like waving and smiling. So we knew everyone was healthy.
And apparently all the nurses were talking about us.
Like, I wasn't going to bring that part out, but like,
all the nurses were talking about us.
Everybody was talking about us.
Because we were in these matching sweatshirts.
Yes.
And we've been there since 10 a.m.
Right.
Their whole shift. We'd
right.
been there.
Yes.
And we're like wandering around and they were asking, like, where'd you get this sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Claire, she got it for us. And then,
Yeah,
they heard us screaming.
Became friends with everybody. And we were,
were causing a ruckus.
We were causing a ruckus. But Lauren got our vibe and our energy, which mm-hmm. was appreciated. So we probably had to wait like an hour.
And a half.
So we didn't know the gender at this point, which was like such an exciting time. Because once we knew that everyone was healthy, like now the anticipation of mm-hmm. finding out which way it was going to be. So then Lauren let us all go back, which was really nice.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
And Lauren was like, you're coming with me.
Yeah, so.
Took us all back.
Because I think it's just two at a time. I will never.
No, I actually think about it almost every night before I go to bed.
I will never forget walking in. That was
crazy.
The craziest thing.
Obviously, we let mom and dad go first.
We let mom and dad go first.
And then Emily and I peeked around and I just see her holding this baby.
It was surreal. And I thought it was like in a movie.
Totally. But we see her holding this baby and there was no thought in my mind. I didn't think gender. I didn't think boy, girl.
No.
Like, I was just like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So apparently she walked in and she said, meet Henry. But only mom heard that.
Only Anne heard it.
We were all screaming that we didn't. Calmly screaming.
Calmly screaming.
We weren't like actually screaming.
Yeah.
Whisper screaming. And so then we didn't know the gender. So then everything like clicks into place and I'm like, what? What is it?
Wait, because I was like, maybe she's waiting to say it. Like,
Yeah. No, and then she said, oh, isn't he so cute? Emily and I flip out and we're like, it's a he. And I was like, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
Open your ears, girls.
Open your ears. But I don't think dad heard it either.
No, dad didn't hear it either.
Which is not a surprise. So we're just like watching her. I mean, he was just born.
What a gift
that we could like walk in when he was just born. And he was on her chest. And
so small.
So small. And then I'll never forget when she lifted his little hat back.
Dead.
And he has this beautiful dark hair.
Full head.
Full
of dark hair.
And it's just so crazy, like seeing this little person. And then there's this picture, which... Well, first of all, Connor recorded the whole thing of us walking it. And today I actually talked to her and she said that I can post like without her in it and the baby, but post part of it because I do kind of want to share it. I could not stop crying.
If I watch the video, I start crying.
I start crying every single time. Yeah. I could not stop crying. Mom was crying. Lauren, that video.
I was crying, by the way.
Yeah. No, you were crying too. Yeah, yeah.
Not just watching it.
No, no. Video. Yeah. No, as it was happening. Yeah. Wait, what was I going to say? Oh.
Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren was in the video too. I don't know if she'll like pop up and see it. Because like Claire told her I was an influencer and she was like, I'll follow you. Sorry, that was like a side note.
The last thing that Lauren said to us before Claire gave birth was, I'll follow you.
Yeah, no, that was as we were leaving. Like when the baby was born.
Oh my God.
We said, right. Oh my God, thanks, Lauren. Like besties, like you're a cool girl. And then she's like, oh my God, thanks, girls. Like I'll follow you.
Wait, that's right.
And then we all walked out.
That's right. That's right.
It was really funny. But okay, so we're looking at the baby and he's this dark hair and he, oh, so there's this picture and I have it. It's mom's screensaver and mm-hmm. It's Claire and she's holding Henry and her eyes are closed and she's smiling and like hugging him. And then mom has her hands on Henry, like smiling at Claire. It is literally the sweetest picture.
It's the sweetest
thing. Circle of life.
The circle of his skin is so soft.
His skin is so soft. And like, of course she would have a boy. Like it made everything in the world. Actually, in my life now makes
sense. Everything makes sense. And us two buffoons, mostly me.
You. you.
Running around town. It's a girl. It's like she's going to have a girl. All these things. What an idiot. So stupid.
I like, told you though in the moment, like maybe don't be so.
And I was like, Emily, it's a girl.
And I just like let you roll with it.
I was
like,
so steadfast in my belief.
Yes.
And
to the point where people thought that we knew the gender and like Elizabeth was telling it. I'm like, no, she's just like not backing down.
No. Just being an imbecile. Like,
right. Yeah.
Of course it's a boy.
Yes.
He's perfect. They go together perfectly.
Yes, they do.
It just makes sense.
And like the fact that we now get to see, I'm sorry, this is so like not as important, but like what I think is so crazy is seeing our genes now in
as a boy
in a boy form. Like that's wild.
He's kind of our test guinea pig.
Yeah.
What's it gonna look like?
And that dark hair. Like, and I can't.
His cheeks that like go out a little, like they're so squishy.
This is so squishy. And he looks identical to Claire as a baby. Like mom was pulling up Claire's baby pictures and it is Claire. When do their eyes change from blue to?
I don't know, because it's still blue.
Yeah. Yeah. But they both have, Connor and Claire both have dark eyes. So like, I feel like he'll have dark eyes as well. So then we leave and it was still Elizabeth's birthday. Also, why don't you talk about your party and everything?
Oh my God. So never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that this baby would be born on my birthday because her due date was December 5th.
Right.
So it's like, we have so much leeway between this. So thank you, Henry. And I had a birthday party planned. There was like 12 girls. We were going to get martini trees and then go out. And it was planned for 7:30. And as the day's progressing, I'm like, like kind of doing some quick math. And I'm like, I just don't think I'm going to be able to have this party. But I was like pushing it. My dad's like, have the party. And you were like, you're not going to want to miss this. Like, don't be stupid and leave. You've been here all day and now you're going to leave right when the baby's born. I was like, okay, we'll see.
I stepped in.
You stepped in. So at around like 4:30, I put everyone in a group chat and I was like, guys, listen, I'm about to be a mother. So we might have to reschedule. And of course they were, you know, so excited,
right,
congratulating. Oh my God, yes. So I ended up canceling and then we had it the next night. And it was even more fun because I got to show them pictures of Henry and I was there for it. It was a life-changing night. So I'm glad that I missed it and canceled it. But when we went home at like 8, we came home and we got Chick-fil-A.
It was still your birthday. So we were like,
it was still my birthday. Terry made martinis.
Best martinis in my life.
They did a number on us.
No, I actually think he like put way too much alcohol. He's got such a heavy pour. I'm like, always.
Whoa.
I'm always sick after his martinis. Like genuinely.
It was not swampy water. It was brackish.
Yeah. But it was swampy because I dumped about a shot of olive juice. But like,
I needed more olive juice.
He always, because he likes a strong martini.
And he puts like vermouth in it. I'm not about that. We're not vermouth girls.
Just
a cup of olive juice. Okay.
Right. With a little bit of vodka.
So we have these martinis and we have just this bountiful Chick-fil-A meal. And then we had my birthday cake and we toasted to Henry.
It was the best night.
And I missed him.
I missed him.
Like my heart aged. Like I wanted to be with him.
When I'm not, like I miss him all. And that's all I think about. So I'm like, okay, this is all literally making sense. Like of course he's a Henry. He looks like a Henry. The only way to put it is that everything makes sense.
Everything makes sense. And what doesn't make sense is that I can't be with Henry all day.
No, it doesn't.
I have to be downtown.
Yeah. And you're not working. 3 jobs.
I'm a part-time mother and I'm working three jobs.
And you're working three jobs because everyone's out of the office. Yeah. You got your real estate license.
I got my real estate license. That would be my bow.
A licensed girly, mm-hmm. Which is great. And now you have been hit with so much work. Like,
that's why I like haven't been on this podcast, because I've been busy.
No, you've been so... that's why I was so... what's the word?
Flattered.
Thank you that you offered to come on, but yeah. We had to talk about this life-changing event. So then on Saturday, we went back to the hospital because she had been moved up to her recovery room. And that's when I feel like, because we really were just with him for like 10 or 15 minutes right when he was born. And then obviously he hadn't even been weighed at that point.
Right.
So then we went back the next day and she, you know, had looked great and they were recovering first night together. Grammy and Papa actually came to the hospital. Connor's parents, they came in the morning.
I feel like you're really loud.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. It's like piercing my ear.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like actually the same volume as normal.
Okay.
Why don't I just back up right here? I'm not going to cut that out because I don't have time to edit for this tonight.
Great.
So, and then we took some pictures and like mom had a blue sweater and a little blue like, you know, blanket and bed jacket for Claire and it was great. We were actually there for like a long time.
It was like 2 hours.
It was 2 hours.
But we have to note that mom brought a pink and a blue sweater to the hospital the first day.
Yes.
And she was wearing a neutral colored one and was going to change in. She was prepared for either.
Yes. But then I'm actually glad that the way it worked out, because seeing him so fresh, like no one was going to take a picture.
No.
We weren't even thinking about that.
He was too perfect.
He was too perfect. And then that's when we went the next day. And I'm happy that everybody like visited her at the hospital.
Yes.
Because I think it's a lot now with people coming over to the house. Like we are in recovery mode. And she had a long labor.
Long.
Like I think. Long. I think it was.
Stressful.
Very stressful. A little scary.
Yeah.
I have been with Henry the past 2 days. Monday and Tuesday.
It's like hard for me to be around you because I know that you've held Henry.
Why do I feel like I'm the wife and you're the husband? No, I literally thought that earlier. I forgot to text you that. Because she's like downtown, really in meetings, at showings, and she's texting, I'm swamped, send pictures. And then like you won't respond for a while. And then like I'm like la-di-da-di-da over at Claire's house, like in the quiet suburbs, surrounded by snow, holding Henry. He's dressed like a duck. And
he was.
We changed him at one point. He's got a little hat. He's got mittens. And you're like closing deals, like running around. I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally the wife and she's the husband.
I would so much rather be with Henry.
And you're showing up like last night when you came, like after work hours.
No, and I wore blue because I knew that at the end of the day I would see Henry, so I wanted him to know that I was thinking of him.
Yes.
So that's why I wore this sweater, which might be...
I had my socks, my blue cashmere socks
on. Yeah, just like a little touch of blue, nod to Henry. And today I wore a blue pinstripe suit. I'm sorry, I had a huge day of work.
No, I want to hear about this as well.
And so I was like, I'm going to make sure that I literally ran home. Like, if you saw me on the highway, I was like, I have to get home to Henry.
And life is bigger than this job!
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
But I'm like, I have to make a living for Henry.
Of course. No, standards have been risen.
Yeah. I have to keep the lights on for Henry.
Right, of course. Yeah.
So I came to Claire and Connor's house, and it was just you and Connor sitting on the couch with Henry, and you had been holding him all day.
Yes.
And so I held him for like 2 hours. It wasn't enough. I fed him and I burped him.
Yes. He's such a good eater.
And
he's a good baby.
He is. I was talking to Claire on the phone and she was like, oh, he's so dramatic. And I'm like, oh my God, our Henry.
Yeah, no, literally.
And if I noticed this yesterday, if you like rub his cheek or like hold his mitten, he pretends like he's so startled.
Right. Very startled.
And like, you're fine, Henry.
Yeah.
Like, we're just trying to hold you.
Yes.
And he'll go like this.
Yeah. He's got these crazy little hands.
You can't keep him swaddled for long.
No, you cannot keep him swaddled. The hands are
and
everywhere.
It's slow moving.
It is. But he was okay. So they went to their doctor's appointment today, which kind of brutal to like make
in the freezing cold.
No, it's freezing. There's snow everywhere. There's ice everywhere. I don't know, like why? No, it's none of the thing is plowed.
Plow the streets for Henry.
Seriously. So they went to today at 11:45. And so that kind of wore the whole family out. But then mom and I were there and we had lunch ready for them. We baked cookies. Claire came, Connor gave Henry right off to me. So we were snuggly all afternoon and then we let them sleep. And that's what we did yesterday as well. They were, we were coming in and
mom had made really good dinner. Talk about like what she's done.
Yeah. She's going to be on the Thursday episode.
So stay tuned for that. But like, what an all-star. And then I'm like, oh my God, like I need to pick up the slack for mom. Like I need to help around the house.
Right.
So I took in some packages. I didn't open them, but I just brought them in the house. She didn't even know what I had a work day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I also had stuff to do. I'm kind of like the this is okay. So I don't know if you guys have ever watched the show Veep, but yesterday I was running next to mom, assisting, and then next to Connor, and I said, "Why do I feel like Gary right now?" Like
holding the go bag.
Yes, holding the go bag. But no, mom will be on and talking about everything. She's currently making a casserole. So
chicken lasagna. It's the best.
It's the best. I will share this recipe because she was making it this morning when I came over. And I was like, this looks amazing.
Yeah.
But then she's also like cooking meals for like everybody. She's cooking meals for like us.
Yeah.
And like cooking meals for like dad and like cooking meals for them. Like, it's just kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
It was the funniest thing. So there was like two orders that got split up the other day because she was like ordering food to the house.
And then they like got groceries.
Groceries. And like they for some reason they separated the drivers. And she was like, combine the drivers, like get them to the house as fast as you can. Like,
we're in a time crunch. Henry needs to eat.
Right. It was so funny. But no, she's been actually running around everywhere. And then we were over at the house.
She has such stamina.
Yeah, I know, and she does have such stamina.
On Sunday, maybe Saturday or Sunday, I came down and she was in all blue. And I said to her, are you exclusively wearing blue from now on? She looks at me like I had four heads. Yeah, of course. Henry's a boy. I'm wearing blue. Okay, I'm just checking. Like, got it.
Luckily, we look good in blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is so fun. Like, I forget that I, like, have legs and I'm totally fine. And, like,
you can function as a human.
Like, I feel like I'm the runner of the family. Like,
you are.
Mom staying put with Claire because she still does not, I mean, feel well at all.
No.
Right. She is literally recovering. So, like, I'm, like, running to Starbucks. And I'm, like, walking around, like, our town. I'm, like, I'm literally nothing happened to me. Like, I've had great night's sleeps. Like, yeah. I feel good. Like, I'm bringing back lattes. That's kind of my role. Mom is the North Star, keeping literally everybody's together. You're working three jobs.
I'm not actually working three jobs.
No, it's a joke. Sorry.
Connor will be back to work. So, like, he will be working. And Claire was answering.
Oh, my God. That was psycho.
Okay. So, it was Monday morning. We were in our sales meeting. And I get an email from Claire. And I thought it was like an old email. And then I see another email. She sent me three or four emails. She's like, oh, these were just in my draft. Like, I wanted to send them to you. Put the computer down.
No, literally.
She can't help herself.
No, she can't help herself. And we told her, like, do not do that. Stop doing that. Yeah. Please.
But I will say, like, it is funny because all of these people want to know how she is because obviously they were with her for 9 months doing tours and emails and whatnot. And so I'm now the go-between of giving an update, announcing to the world. I feel like the town crier.
You know, you're the communications
Henry
team.
Henry Connor was born. And then we have to go through the birthday buddy. It's the messages are really sweet.
That's
about
good.
Claire.
Aw. I mean, everybody loves her at
work. I saw one today and it was really sweet. Do you want me to read it to you or
no? Yeah, no, read it to me. I want to hear what, like, the people.
I sent it to Claire.
Oh, good. She loves all the outside information. I was telling her about, like, my crazy dates, which I'll get
Congratulations to. Congratulations on Henry's arrival. Great to hear the inducement and birth went very well. Claire was outwardly so laid back and confident about the entire process. She made it seem like just another ho-hum day in the office.
Who sent that?
One of the owners of a building. You and I both know that's rarely the case. What a trooper your daughter is, because it was also to dad. I'm sure she's happy Henry's finally here, though, as I know you, your family, your son-in-law's family, and many friends are too.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
It was so sweet. Another one said, fantastic. Love the name. Very presidential. I would also like to share with you, my wedding anniversary was 12/12, so it looks like we're all sharing a day. It's like the funniest.
These are hilarious. So happy.
They're so happy.
Well, they love her.
Yeah.
Everyone was so invested in this pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody's, like, I waited to post because, you know, that was like, I didn't want to, like, that,
of course.
It was, like, not my, you know.
Not your place at
no,
all.
No, and I didn't say anything. And then Monday we were hanging out with Henry. And she was like, oh, I think I'll, like, post. Because I wanted Claire to post first,
of
obviously.
Because
it's, like,
it's
her child. But I was getting, not only was I getting DMs, I was getting emails from people.
Emails.
I was getting emails from people over the weekend. I was like, I will announce it. Like, we're just in the middle of, like, a baby bubble. No, I was getting emails. I was getting a lot of messages. So,
I think it did confuse people because I have no idea, but I posted for my birthday.
But I don't think anyone was paying that much attention.
Okay, I got some DMs and they were like, are you a birthday buddy?
I did say to you before you posted that, I was like, monitor your comments because I didn't want anyone to comment like, oh my gosh, so excited for Henry before like she got the chance to, whatever. All is well. wait, I wanted to talk about something else too.
His outfits.
Okay, so yeah, he's been doing about two changes a day because the peeing and whatever. And so today I think was one of my favorite outfits, which mom was, I love the blue, but then today he was in a little duck outfit.
Okay, that really brought out his coloring.
It
so
did.
The blue, so mom and I, the next day on Sunday, was it?
Saturday.
Still. We went to the local baby store.
Yeah, which is really nice.
Lovely. And we bought anything Everything. Blue we could find. Because right. of course we didn't know if it was a boy or girl, so we just bought gender neutral. So we bought so much blue stuff. We bought a rabbit that has a blue robe on. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, but that's so something that you guys would get together. Yeah.
We picked it up. I go, we need it. Yeah. Get it. Yeah. And then we got this little rattle that's a Christmas tree. Like, he can play with that. We'll just play with it for him on Christmas.
Right.
And so he was wearing those blue outfits for the past couple of days. And then I get a text from you in between meetings. And it says, outfit change. And in comes a picture of Henry in head-to-toe yellow ducks. It was the cute, swaddled up in a light baby yellow. I could have cried.
Matching hat. Matching hat.
The matching mittens
are the craziest thing. He's so cold all the time.
So cold.
Like, he's so cold. So we really have to keep him bundled up.
Yeah.
And he keeps me warm. And then he becomes pretty warm. He slept a ton today. I think it's because he had to go to the doctor's office. I mean, that was like a huge, strenuous day. Ugh. Yeah.
Traveling.
That's kind of like brutal on those like 4 days postpartum moms.
Yes.
To have to like get the car seat, get in the car, drive. And like, we are in not well-functioning conditions right now in Ohio. Decided to turn into Antarctica this past month.
We have had snow since Thanksgiving.
It's
better than slush, I will say.
Yes, but did you know what's going to happen this week? It's going to raise into the 40s.
48.
So we've already been hit today with a headache, mom and I.
Pipes are going to burst, water leaks.
Oh my God, seriously, I didn't even think about that.
No, it's everyone's talking about it downtown.
Pipes are going to burst. Well, I just don't want people to get sick. Like,
I'll be fine.
Okay, knock on wood. I'm just staying in the house.
I'll stay healthy for Henry.
I will do anything for Henry. We have to raise our standards. So anyway, you ended up having a really great birthday party.
Oh yeah, I did. So
I also missed that.
Yeah, you were on a date.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that. But like,
I said to you, don't worry about it.
Like, yeah, you were super I feel like I see those girls all the time too.
Yes.
No one
so
was
there was supposed
me.
To be 12 of us. With the change, the birth, the date, there ended up being 6 of us. It's not about quantity, it's about quality.
Totally.
And it was so much fun. We got this, it wasn't a private room, but it was like tucked away in the corner of the restaurant.
Love
so
it.
It felt private.
Yes.
And we got a martini tree. We actually begged, and I mean begged, the waiter for the martini tree.
Why do you have to try that hard? That was
because the martini tree is now only a special on Thursdays for girl dinner. So we said, my friend Charlie said, excuse me, do you have the martini tree? And he explains that he doesn't. And he goes, you know what? Let me check. Comes back. He's like, it's in storage. Storage.
This
Where
place
is your storage?
Like
a closet.
Right.
And Charlie leans in. She goes, you don't understand how much this means to us. You have to get the martini tree.
You have to get it.
So we got the martini tree. We got swamp water and we got a sugar cookie martini. And I believe he got in trouble with his manager.
Okay, that's a bit much.
Because he came back over and he was like, my manager's upset that I brought this to you. Okay, well, thank you.
I mean, this is really good marketing for you guys. Like, we've kind of made it a thing.
No, literally. And I posted all about it.
You did. Those
and
pictures
I love
were great.
It. And I
love your set, by the way.
Thank you.
So you looked stunning.
Thank you.
I did end up seeing her later that night because then you met up with me and my crazy date.
That's right. So we went to one bar and I saw a work friend. And then we met up with you.
Yes.
And we met your crazy date.
Yeah. So I have been on 2 dates. One, I was kind of set up with by you, which we'll kind of, I think we could actually talk about it at this point. Mom said it was totally fine.
Okay, great. I'll talk about it right now. Okay, so I set Emily up on this date, and let me tell you how it happened. So our dads work together, and they had a meeting, and they brought us as, you know, associates, because we also work for our fathers. And we had the first meeting. I texted you a picture and I said, this guy would be perfect for you.
Yes.
Just your type. And really nice looking guy, really nice guy too. And well-dressed, well-mannered. So we leave, we part ways. Next month, we have another meeting with our fathers and us. And I wasn't in the full meeting for this part. And he was in a full suit this time. Follows me on Instagram that day. I follow him back. Being friendly. He DMs me. Hey, like, would love to take you out on a date, Elizabeth. And I say,
No, literally.
I say, not me. but I know just the person for you. So I call you and I'm like, what are your thoughts on this whole situation? It's a little kooky. And then I talk to mom and mom's like, this is perfect. So I DM him back and I say, actually, I can't, but I have someone up my sleeve who is just like me, looks kind of similar, and comes from the same family.
Right.
So he was totally game for it, was like normal about his response. He was like, is it okay to text her? I go right ahead. I'm like, please, please. So he texts you.
He's older. Like, he would have been way too old for you.
He would have been way too, like, no. Like,
the answer is no.
So he texts you. You text him back. You go on a date. He was such a gentleman. He was very kind about, you know, the arrangements and the logistics. And you guys didn't hit it off.
No.
Which is okay.
The way you set that story up, it actually seemed like I had met like the person I was going to date.
And they didn't hit it off.
No.
So
I had a completely different experience, but it's fine because.
So I do want to tell you I have a meeting with him tomorrow.
Wait, what? Wait, I actually know. I didn't know that. Are you being serious?
I checked my calendar. Meeting with them tomorrow.
We're getting together.
Wait, so I'm actually
we're going
to
have a debrief of your date.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he kind of got the hint because,
well, if he doesn't show up for the meeting tomorrow, then we know what happened.
Oh my God, I had no idea, Elizabeth. That's so uncomfortable. Thank God you didn't go on the date.
Kind of bold, just kind of awkward for me a little bit, you know.
You can just throw me under the bus.
I will.
Just right under the wheel. Yeah, under the bus I go.
She's not dating.
She dead. She died. She died.
She moved far away.
Far, far away. So anyway, after that date, I will say I think it inspired me to kind of narrow who I would like to be with a little bit. Because one of the main things is he was just like, I just was not attracted to him. He's just not my type.
Which is funny because he actually is exactly your type.
No, he's not.
So you just don't know your type.
No, I do know my type.
Okay, if you put him on a board and with the pictures of your past boyfriends, he would match the profile.
I actually almost picked up the phone when he showed up to talk to you because I was more concerned with why my sister thought that this was my type. A cute guy, but just for somebody, whatever. We're not going to get into this on the show today. Anyway, right after that date, I started a Hinge profile. And then I was, which I was super against. I know I talked about this on last week's podcast, which apparently mom was talking to Laura this week and she said she was listening to the show. And in the car, she was like yelling at us through
That's
her.
So funny.
And she was like, Emily, like influencing is modern day advertising, like online dating is modern day, whatever.
Yep.
Thank you, Laura. So then I make a Hinge and I'm blowing up. I'm going viral on Hinge.
I like how you call it the Hinge.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I was on the Hinge.
I like it better. I'm reframing it, rebranding it. So I'm blowing up. I'm going viral on Hinge. Mm-hmm. There's all these like
eligible bachelors.
So then I start talking with a couple of people. And then this one guy, I'm like, oh, he's cute. I kind of recognized him, you know, figure out who he was, realize we have some mutual people. He asks me out on a date and it was scheduled for Saturday, the night of your date or the night of your birthday party. And I'm like, so sorry, between the birth and everything, like, I'm just going to go on this date because it had been scheduled. So I go on this date.
I can't even look at the camera in the eye because the craziest thing.
And I actually want to shout out. I actually think this dating era is good for one thing and one thing only. And it's the podcast.
Yeah.
Because these stories are, you can't make this stuff up. Like, I will continue to go on these terrible dates for you guys. So he was late. Mm-hmm. He was late. Number one, mind you, there was a snowstorm that had hit. We had agreed to meet at a good spot that he chose at 6 o'clock. And I texted at 5:30 and I said, I'm going to be like 12 minutes late. He was like, no problem. You should have still left at 5:45 and been there at 5:45. I show up. He's nowhere to be found. I'm like talking to the hostess. I'm shocked, actually, that this man isn't here. So I'm like, I already hate you.
You should have just left.
I should have left.
And just said, got stuck in the snow.
Yeah. I actually couldn't believe it. So then I was like, okay, benefit of the doubt. Maybe he comes in and like something happened or you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. None of that. He kind of just like slinks in. It was the most bizarre thing. He kind of just like sits down. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hi. Like,
yeah.
Hello. This man was saying some of the craziest stuff.
Walking red flags. It's actually like he had lost a bet and was told to say these crazy things. It was like how to lose a girl in 10 days.
It was a joke.
How to lose a girl in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Show up in late 10 Wait. Minutes. It was a crazy. So I heard, of course, these stories. And then I show up
to the local watering hole, and I'm like, let me just assess the situation.
Yes.
And I meet him. I take one look at him. No.
No. No. No. And he, the whole night, he's like, I'm having the best time. Like,
no, he loved you.
He, oh, literally basically said, like, I'm in love. Like, basically, like, I've never met anyone.
No, he said to me, I'm going to take her out tomorrow. We're going to go here. We're going to do this. And I'm like, yeah, you are never seeing my sister again.
So I said to him, he's like making these plans. He's like, we're going to go to the Browns game. We're going to go to, I'm making reservation at your favorite restaurant. And I just left the date. Like, I just literally left. And I said to him, I turned to him and I said, thank you so much for drinks. This is the last night that we will ever interact together. And he was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So confused. Yeah. Like, what was so shocking is, like, he went to a good school, like, went to a good college, has a really good job. Like, these jobs must not be hard, because he didn't know what the word klepto meant. He said, oh my God, what is that? Literally asking me. So he went to the bathroom at one point, was like, why are you going to the bathroom? And I turned to the woman next to me and I go, I'm having a terrible time. And then she goes, same. And she was with her husband. And we just started laughing together. So that was a crazy day. So then the next day, it just kept getting better. The next day, I had another date scheduled with another man that we had planned.
Quasi-man.
Quasi-man.
They're being labeled as men, but who knows? Like, they go under the guise of man.
So I wake up the next day. I'm like, okay, I have this coffee date at this place that we go to all the time. This had been scheduled. And, like, all week, the messages that I was getting from this other guy were, like, a little weird. Like, it was, like, answering the question and then space, space, space. And then it would be, like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? Like,
was chat helping him out?
I don't know. He then had
was
to...
Was he a bot?
Maybe. No, I think we figured out that
okay.
Lived around here, went to the same school as the guy who I went on the date with last night. I think they were the same age.
You know what? And I dated a boy from that school, so I think we just need to avoid that school.
And they all played the same sport. You know what sport I'm talking about?
Which sport?
On ice.
Oh, no, mine didn't.
Oh.
Are you kidding? Do you even remember him?
Wait, I thought he did.
Are you joking?
Clearly, I'm not.
Oh, my God. I'm actually so upset.
I thought he played hockey, too.
No, he's
golf?
A tennis player. Oh. My God. It's like, I don't even know
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry.
Henry would have known that.
Henry would have known that. Henry will know that. So anyway, the next day, I'm like, okay, I have this date at 2:30. He texts and he says, hi.
By the way, that's not
I'm imagining that's what he sounds like. I'm imagining, based off of the text messages. He cancels on the date. He said, I can't make coffee. And his excuse was because he had to go decorate his Christmas tree with his mother.
But and we all know, like, that's code for he just didn't, like, he
no,
was in
clearly,
no state.
He was in no state to go.
Yeah.
So I'm start laughing based off of the night before. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. This is hilarious.
Does he live at home? Like, I'm sure his parents would have been perfectly fine decorating the tree by themselves. And if this was a scheduled event, he would have known that a week out, saying, oh, I have a family Christmas decorating party at 2:30 at our exact time of our date. I can't come.
Right.
Or if he had just said to his mom and dad, hey, I have a date. I'm sure. I'm positive. They would have been like, go.
Go.
Go on the date.
On the date. Like, you already have so many problems. Maybe this will fix something.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
this is a lie. He was lying.
It was a lie, or like he's a freak. Like, I think I'm going freak route.
It's nice that he was decorating with his parents, but I just don't think he was, which is what makes it weird.
Which is what makes it even weirder. Yeah. Yeah. And it was just like a weird text. He was using weird emojis. So then I was like,
you also hate emojis.
I hate
emojis.
With boys. Yeah, I hate emojis. They make me uncomfortable with men. So I'm like, okay, never speaking to you again. He is still reaching out and texting.
Are you responding?
Trying to set up a time. And the other guy from the night before is texting, trying to get it together. I had so much fun. Sorry I was yapping so much.
Yapping? Like, yeah. I don't know if I would say yapping. I don't know what you were doing.
And throughout the date, he kept saying, I'm having so much fun. And I would say to him, I'm not having fun. And he thought he was a joke. So yeah, those are my three crazy date experiences. One, lack thereof.
The only boy thing that's happening is, like, I'm getting my martini trees paid for.
That's nice. I did hear about that. I would rather have that happen.
So sweet.
Than what I...
And yeah. I was surprised too. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
He, like, contacted my friends, contacted the restaurant, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God. Little secret admirer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, what a crazy show.
Okay.
What a crazy show. Thank you all so much for listening. We will have Anne on the podcast later on this week. She will obviously be talking all about the grandma things and just this past week with Henry. Thank you all so much for the support and all the sweet messages. to Claire and to us. I mean, it has literally been the most joyful week, and it's going to be the sweetest Christmas, and I love him so much. We're going to take dinner back over to them after this. You're going to get your baby fix.
I was so upset for half a second. I wasn't about to go over there today.
I know. You were going to. Yeah, no, but you figured it out. So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us, for being a trooper. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Hey guys, it's Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You know, I'm always looking for simple ways to make better choices, especially when it comes to food. Lately, I've been using Wise Code, the ultra processed food detector. It's become one of my favorite apps. All you have to do is scan a product and it instantly tells you if it's ultra processed. If I want to dig a little deeper, I can also see the nutrition quality and overall health quality before I buy it. It makes grocery shopping so much easier. I've got little kids. They're picky eaters, but it really allows me to find brands that are going to taste good for them, but also make their bodies happy. You can download Wise Code on the App Store and give it a try today.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.